Track 7. Protesters make their point over pharmacy closure. Wet weather did little to deter a group of residents in Kingstainton from protesting the planned closure of their town's branch of Boots. Save Our Pharmacy was the rallying cry of half a dozen or more people who, with homemade placards in hand, gathered to front the Boots store on Guestridge Road to protest its closure. The branch is set to close in February of next year. Among the protesters was Tracy Scott. Tracy, who was a driving force in getting the protests organised, said, "If they close this one, then I will have to stop my medication because I can't get to the other one. It is vital that they keep this Boots branch open." Boots announced in June it would close some 300 of its branches throughout the UK over the coming 12 months. The move is a part of the pharmacy chain's plans to consolidate the business. Stores in close proximity to another one will be shut. Guestridge Road and Kingstainton Retail Park, for example, are no more than 2 kilometres apart, hence the closure. It is understood team members affected by the closure will be offered alternate roles within the business and no redundancies are planned. "I just think it's a shame," said another protester who wished to remain anonymous. "This branch has been here for so long, it's part of the community. Post office, banks, everything is closing," they went on to say. Several drivers travelling along Guestridge Road in solidarity with the protesters sounded the horns of their vehicles.
Robots help wildlife conservation. Robots have been drafted in to help with conservation efforts across Devon's more remote areas. The Devon Fritillary Recovery Project has started work to improve habitats for rare fritillary butterfly species at Devon Wildlife Trust's Marshland, Teen Grace Meadow and Dunsford Nature Reserves. A Devon Wildlife Trust spokesman explained, "Where habitat management is normally limited by capacity and difficult terrain, technology can lend a helping hand. This RoboFlail can work on slopes up to an impressive 50 degrees, so we can create perfect conditions for these butterflies to thrive in more areas and more efficiently." Until recently, much of the habitat management of Devon Wildlife Trust Nature Reserves has been carried out manually by hard-working trainees and volunteers. Now much more can be done in a shorter space of time.
Keen eyes required at book launch. Children's author and illustrator Sarah McIntyre has unveiled her latest creation involving the wildlife of Bobby Tracy in her new work, Cheddar Church Mouse's Bobby Bestiary. Her new book gives children the chance to spot up to 35 animals in the parish church of St. Peter, Paul and Thomas in Bobby Tracy, with some very obvious, such as the Bress Eagle Lantern, but others only possible to spot with very keen eyes. Sarah explained, "It was the tiny sleeping dragons on the beautiful carved screen that sparked the idea. Many people have been going to the church for years and have never spotted the dragons or the tiny flying unicorn or flipped up three wooden seats to see the surprising carvings beneath them. This was my chance to do just that to a wider audience and help them discover the wonders in here for themselves. I featured animals because children love them. But there are even more amazing things to spot. I could have filled 5 booklets." If children want to include more things they find on the hunt, Sarah has provided an extra page for them to draw in. On the following page, the Bobby Bestiary miniature tour guide, Cheddar, also encourages them to imagine which one of their favourite animals or Bible characters they would love to see included in the church and design something to fill the empty niche provided. The Reverend Graham Hamilton, the vicar at Bobby PPT, said, "We love to welcome visitors of all ages to our Sunday services, and we keep the church open every day so that people can come and sit quietly, pray, or explore its treasures. I am delighted that this booklet will help people discover more of its beauty and the devotion of past generations in Bobby." Sarah explained, "Bobby Bestiary is more about getting people looking and thinking about the craftsmanship that went into the church, not about the more detailed history behind each animal." But she consulted with retired clergyman Canon Michael Sampson, who preaches at the Bobby PPT and leads tours of the church, to make sure she hadn't written any clangers, and was thrilled by his enthusiasm for the project. The Bobby Bestiary is available to visitors on the front desk inside the main church and in the gallery at Bobby Paradiso. And there are a photograph of the children in said bestiary with their books.
DCC affirms commitment to young people. Young people with experience of the care system, councillors and council staff planted a tree together outside Devon County Council's headquarters to represent its ongoing commitment to supporting young people in its care. More than 30 people, including Devon Care leavers, council leaders and senior staff, planted a rowan tree to symbolise the authority's work with young people to create the best possible support. It's part of a national project called Positivitry, organised by the National Leaving Care Benchmark Forum. Devon County Council was one of the first to plant its tree. DCC have been doing a lot of work with care, listening more to what young people tell the council about their experience of the care system and doing more to make improvements. Coda, 24, was one of the young people at the tree planting. She said, "Things have got so much better since I was 18. 6 years ago, things were bad, but now it's actually pretty decent. While I won't benefit much from any further improvements myself, it's good to see Devon committing to making things even better for young people who've been in the care system." Donna Manson, Chief Executive, said, "We are determined to make Devon the best place to grow up. A significant part of that is to continue to improve the support and services that we provide to all of our care-experienced young people. This tree represents that commitment. It symbolises our dedication to creating an environment where our care-experienced young people can grow, thrive and achieve their fullest potential." Councillor Andrew Ledbetter, Cabinet Member with responsibility for Children's Services, encouraged young people at the tree planting to tell the council how it can do more to improve services. He said, "Please tell us what else you'd like us to do, and we'll do our very best to make those improvements," he said.
Dartmoor Independent Farming Review released. The highly anticipated independent review of protected site management on Dartmoor has been released. The review was commissioned by the House of Commons at the start of the year, following a dispute over the management of sites of special scientific interest on Dartmoor between Natural Income England and local farmers. The report seeks to make recommendations on how protected sites on Dartmoor can be managed in a way that delivers on legally binding environmental targets whilst supporting food production, public access and cultural and natural heritage. David Fursden, the chair of the review, said, "We need to achieve the public benefits that Dartmoor is capable of providing."